Hi, brothers and sisters. How are you today? It's the start of the week, and I bless you to have a great week ahead. For today's podcast, I feel like we're talking on a topic that I feel quite sad to talk to you about because of what God showed me. Yes, it's about Pokemon. Pokemon, the children's game, even played by adults, that's famous throughout the world. So just to let you know, I am a Pokemon fan myself. And I do play Pokemon. And I do have those games of Pokemon in the past. I do not have them anymore, ever since God showed me something about them. So I know that there are diehard fans. You probably know friends or children or loved ones who are fans of that game. So this podcast is not for them. People who love Pokemon, just like I did in the past, they will not accept this kind of revelations. So I'm not talking to all the people who love Pokemon. Let them continue to do what they like to do. I have no wish to impose my thoughts on them. But I'm recording this podcast for the Christians whose conscience have been pricked by God, who have questions in their mind. Is it right for me to play Pokemon? Is it right for my friends or my children to play Pokemon? And you're not sure, and you're wavering, and you're doubtful, but you brush it away because Pokemon is so popular that it has swept throughout the entire world. But if you are wavering, if you're undecided, if you had some niggling doubts and some thoughts from God, I am here to confirm your thoughts. So believe me when I tell you that I can tell you so many good things about the game because I played it before myself in the past. I can tell you how the benefits, like it improves your mathematical skills, and then it's so exciting, it's so cute and so funny, all the characters. I know the characters and I even have purchased and spent lots of money on them. So I know the pain that the children will feel. When I broke this news to them, to the group of children, my heart was so painful. I am like this evil person that has to burst their bubble. And it was not easy for me to do so. But based on what God told me and my own research, which after this podcast, you can go and do your own research and see what the Holy Spirit leads you to. Every single thing that God said, every single thing that I researched, it all confirms and it kept confirming what I suspected. And therefore, I cannot keep back the truth anymore. If you are in the same category as me, that you want to obey God more than you want to follow a favorite hobby, and you're suspecting and you're wondering, let me tell you, it is true. It is true what you're suspecting. I'm going to tell you the prophecy that God told me, and then I want you to go and do your own research and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because the research can easily be found on the internet, and the prophecy is my sharing with you what the Holy Spirit told me. So the Holy Spirit tells me that it's an induction game for young children. It's like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. The Holy Spirit used this of the children's story of the Pied Piper of Hamelin. He plays the enchanting music that leads away the rats. And later on, he leads away all the children in the town and made the adults and the parents very sad because he led away their children. They were bewitched by his magical playing of the music. The Holy Spirit tells me that the game is an induction for young children into the world of witchcraft. If you look closely at the game, the whole design of it is witchcraft. It's how to get your own demons and build them up. I'm going to go straight into the prophetic part. and leave you to find out the practical parts. The Holy Spirit told me that the inspiration for the game is from occultic sources. He showed me that at the very base creation of the game, it's not a human imagination, but is a satanic inspiration. It was like a frenzy took hold of them, and they did not need to eat, they did not need to sleep by satanic inspiration. And it was an exchange, a pact made with the devil, so that they would get fame and fortune, and they did get this. That would lead millions of children astray into the satanic world. And what further convinced me was when I started talking about the blood of Jesus in connection with the Pokemon to a group of children. The children, they started manifesting, or rather, the demons that had the right to these children, because these children love and play Pokemon. But the demons, they could not stay still when we started praying the blood of Jesus, and they just started manifesting in the children. To the surprise and to the bewilderment of our eyes, we saw many children started manifesting. And that's how we knew that there was something satanic about the game. The devil's tactic used here to lead astray very young children is seduction and beckoning. It's like there's two forks in a road. One leads to God and one leads to the satanic kingdom. And the devil and the demons will be standing at one side trying to entice and trying to beckon the children over. Like, come over here, come over here. It's fun here. There are lots of things to play here. It's by seduction and trickery that they will get the young children to go over. And I saw that for adults, the demonic way is mostly intimidation and domination. So the real imprisonment and entrapment. But for young children, it is seduction, to entice them onto the wrong paths. So I saw millions of children who played satanic games, and I saw the real demon, their favorite demon, on them, over a young girl's face, or sitting on her head, or on her shoulder, or over her heart. And when they were manifested in the spirit, they were the ugly, natural form of the demon, not drawn cute or made appealing to children. And I saw that, you know, these children, they had demons clinging onto them. If you know children and you want to know whether there's any demons preying on them, you want to look for unnatural signs like nightmare, like unnatural fear. You want to look for unnatural things happening. And then your senses need to be very sharp. That is not something in the natural form. I asked you a very practical question. You know that Satan has done so many bad things, scheming and accusing mankind from the very first to the current age. Do you think that Satan would leave the children alone? Do you really think that Satan would do that? Young, vulnerable children has very little defenses against the satanic kingdom. What do you think Satan would do to them? You know the corruption of Adam and Eve, of Eve in the Garden of Eden? In the Garden of Eden, in the beginning, it was innocence. There was no knowledge of evil, it was innocence. But what did the devil do? He introduced the fruit to Eve, telling her that if she eat it, she will be like God. And Eve was tricked by the devil. She ate the fruit. And what made Eve fell from the Garden of Eden so that she could no longer dwell in it? She was casted out by God. It was because she learned the knowledge of good and of evil. More importantly, of evil. And Eve knew then that evil and hell existed. Therefore, she was no longer innocent. And the Holy Spirit showed me that this is the same tactic that the devil used upon the children. Why did I see aborted babies being accepted by God into heaven in one of my earlier podcasts. You can go and look at it if you wish. But why did I see children, the ages of 6, 7, 8, still young children, and they appeared in hell? What's the difference? The difference is the knowledge of evil. When very young children, they play these kind of demonic and satanic games, they understand their innocence was awakened and they understood that there is hell, there's heaven, there's evil, and there's good. So Satan's going to use that to then accuse them that they did not choose God, but they understand good and evil. The same thing that condemned Eve was used by Satan again to trick them by introducing to them evil and then condemning them if they did not accept Christ as repentance. It's very painful for me to tell you all these things. I cut my love for Pokemon and I had to disappoint all the children that sat in front of me to see their faces, but I had to tell them the truth. Because even though it's painful, I do not want them to open any access doors for Satan to attack them. I just quickly share with you my last vision. The Holy Spirit showed me that in a departmental store, any departmental store in your country, I saw in the spirit that in any departmental store in your city, in your town, the area that has the most number of demons was the children's department, the toys department. I was so blown away when the Holy Spirit showed me that. I saw demons of all kinds of sizes and shape hanging out at a toy section of the departmental store of the shopping mall. I saw tall, skinny demons sitting on the top shelf of the toys and the long, skinny legs hanging down. I saw flying demons. I saw smaller demons. They are all hanging around the toys' shelf. It was such a shock to me when the Holy Spirit showed it to me. And whichever child bought those satanic games, if it was an occultic game, a satanic game, the demon would quickly leap off where it was on the shelf and follow the child home. So adults, I want you to be very vigilant. What kind of toys, even electronic video games, you know children around you, your niece, your nephews, that they are playing. It would be naive to think that Satan has not done anything against the children, the next generation. It would be absolutely naive to think that Satan has not plotted anything against the next bright generation. Come on. If there's any toy that feels not right to you, that looks satanic, that looks scary, it probably is. Trust your instincts. Trust the intuition that the Holy Spirit has given you. So to end, I don't want to spoil your enjoyment of your beloved games. If you 100% feel that it's all nonsense and there are no occultic games, please by all means go ahead and continue to enjoy them. But if you are in a different condition where your child has exhibited a lot of unnatural behaviors and you don't know what is wrong, and you feel something is not right in a spiritual sense, I want to tell you that your sense is right. Open your eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to show you more, to confirm your full understanding. Then you can do the binding with the blood of Jesus and the termination of any more relationship or partnership with these occultic toys, and you can deliver your children. In the name of Jesus, I bless you.